News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Hello, I'm Larry Lee with the latest news on WSAU.com. While the international community eyes Russia's involvement in Ukraine's upheaval, the country's ex-leader is in hiding. Fox News senior foreign affairs correspondent Amy Killog has more.
Ukraine's fugitive president popped up for a press conference in Russia, claiming he is still the lawful president of Ukraine and intends to fight for the country to keep it from the, quote, pro-fascist mobs who forcibly took power with the backing of duplicitous Westerners. He denied giving the orders to shoot scores of protesters. First, there was even a display of emotion.
I would like to ask for forgiveness from everyone who suffered and who is suffering. If I were in Ukraine, I would bow before all the victims and meet with their families.
Yanukovych will not be having the opportunity to lay any flowers at the graves of those who died last week in all of the violence. He is wanted by the interim government for mass murder, and there are indications that they're going to do all they can to extradite him or get him back to Ukraine.
Governor Scott Walker's looking for more time before making a decision on whether or not to approve the Menominee Tribe's Kenosha Casino project. Now, if this is approved, Walker would not have to make a decision on the casino until after the November election. Walker released a letter earlier today that was co-signed by the tribes asking the BIA to extend the original deadline to February 19th from the original August 23rd date. Tribal Chairperson Larry Boivin said in a letter with Walker that more time is needed to, quote, develop and analyze independent data, plus facilitate some discussions with interested parties. Walker said he won't approve the casino unless all 11 tribes agree to it. We already know the Forest County Potawatomi and the Ho-Chunk are steadfastly opposed to this casino project. A new type of pollution control system at a coal-fired power plant near Wausau will cost about 25% more than originally planned. The head of the Wisconsin Public Service Utilities parent company said the scale of the project at the Weston 3 plant was expanded after state officials had approved it. As a result, the project cost now $345 million. That's up from $275 million the State Public Service Commission had approved. The new pollution control technology is called REACT. It's designed to clean up sulfur, mercury, and nitrous dioxides from the coal burning process. The utility hopes to sell the byproduct of the sulfuric acid to vendors for use in batteries, fertilizers, and food production. Charles Schrock from the Integrus Energy Group told investors that more pollutants would be collected as a result of the higher price tag. He said engineering and design costs had risen as well. No smoking guns inside newly released records from the Clinton White House. But as Fox's Jane Rosen reports, they still contain new revelations about the Clinton presidency.
On the eve of President Clinton's 1994 State of the Union address, one White House aide sent another a warning about the president, whose wife, then First Lady Hillary Clinton, was unsuccessfully tackling health care reform, not to go so far as to promise Americans they could keep their doctor or health care plan if they wanted to. "Can we get away with it?" the aide asked. "I am very worried about getting skewered or overpromising here on something we know full well we won't deliver," unquote. The document was among 5,000 pages of files kept under wraps at the Clinton Presidential Library for longer than the law allows. Another 25,000 or so pages are set to be released over the next 2 weeks. In Washington, James Rosen, Fox News Radio.
Pope Francis considering a visit to the United States next year. Green Bay is among the places that is extending an invitation. Mayor Jim Schmidt wrote the pontiff, encouraging him to visit the Marian Shrine at the Catholic Church officially recognized about 3 years ago. Schmidt also said he could easily see the Pope delivering Mass to a full house at Lambeau Field. American Civil Liberties Union would like the federal courts to prohibit Wisconsin from enforcing their ban on same-sex marriages. The new filing adds four more same-sex couples to the original action. So far, no decision on that. The Storm Track 9 forecast from meteorologist Rob Duns. Look for a total of 2 to 4 inches of new snow by the time this system moves through this evening. Overnight, a low of 2 below 0. Saturday, mostly cloudy, some light snow still possible, a high of 9. Saturday night, cold temps, low 14 below. The Sunday outlook, sunshine and cold and a high of only 7. And Monday, sunny and cold with a high of 10. Look for temperatures to rebound into the teens and low 20s by midweek. That's the latest news. I'm Larry Lee on Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU and WSAU.com.